All right, well, I'm joined with Sycamore. How's everything going?
Things are good. It's early, but we're getting through it. All these artists are probably haven't gotten up this early in a long time, but
I don't think some of them went to sleep.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe they're going to go to bed after this.
I considered it. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's already 2 a.m. I got to be up somewhere around 4 to 5.
Sometimes that's better, honestly. Sometimes you don't get that sort of sleep inertia that happens, and you can kind of just, like, you crash hard way later. But sometimes easier. So
that was me last year after the CCMAs. It was I was up for well over 24 hours because of all the travel, and I don't sleep on planes, trains, or automobiles.
Yeah, I can't really either.
So, and I had to work so much, I can lay down, but I can't close my eyes because I'm not waking up.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That's happened to me, too.
Yeah. So whereabouts in Alberta are you from originally?
I grew up outside of Calgary on a farm and kind of near like Strathmore area, so kind of east and south of here. But I grew up like coming here all the time, and I actually went to college here, and so I have like a lot of history in around the city. So yeah.
Nice. What'd you go to school for?
I studied English Lit, which I guess I became a songwriter, so I sort of still use my degree a little bit. But
it actually works.
Yeah, honestly, I knew I wanted to do music kind of by like my second year of school, and I kind of finished it. My parents asked me to finish school, so I was like, sure, that's fair, so I'll do that.
Yeah, people were worried when I took my university major was history. Like, well, what are you going to do with that? I said, I have no damn idea, but...
Yeah, well...
Unfortunately, I picked all the subjects that had a lot of essay writing. For some reason, those are the ones, those are the courses I like. And then, university didn't work out so well after that. But
well, you know, live and learn, right?
I got to write an essay on The Simpsons, so.
I think college is just a good experience overall, just socially. I think it's really good for people if they can do it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
I'm still friends with people after I left university. I'm still friends with people from university, and then.
Yeah.
I got to do a fantasy hockey draft at some point with some guys from college, so.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I had like no sleep earlier this week, because the league, fantasy football league, is everybody's based in Whistler. I'm an hour ahead.
Oh yeah.
And they all work closing shifts, so it's like I didn't get to sleep till 2 a.m.
Oh
and
no!
I gotta be up at 4. I'm like, no.
Well,
I just looked at it as just training for this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's good to just get on the schedule early, definitely.
Oh yeah. So you have a full length debut album out, Pinto.
Yes, sir.
How are you enjoying that one?
I'm enjoying it immensely. It was supposed to come out in 2020, and something happened in 2020 that I can't remember, but everything got put on hold.
Oh, I think we all remember.
Who am I kidding? But yeah, we recorded in 2019, and it was supposed to come out in 2020, and you know, a lot of stuff happened, and we decided to wait till we could maybe tour it and actually like see people and promote it. So it came out this year, and we've been putting out singles for about... honestly like a year, just kind of warming people up to it, and the rest of it came out in August, so now it's all out fully, and so it's kind of been my baby for about 4-ish, 5 years almost, and so really excited to finally push it out of the nest and have everybody hear it kind of as the body of work I wanted everyone to hear it like in the first place.
Well, I mean, obviously 2020 would have worked out really well just because you landed a spot on CMT's next Women of Country class.
Yeah.
So that's always a nice little boost. Yeah.
And here's the fun.
Here's the album to go with it.
Yeah, totally. It was in the 2 years in between, but that's fine.
Yeah. So how long have you been in Nashville now? So
5 years almost to the day. It was like September 14th, I think, will be 5 years. And I moved down there in 2017. So that kind of feels like another life ago in some ways, but it's been really fun.
So, I mean, obviously a lot of people travel to Nashville. They move to Nashville. I don't even want to guess how many people in this room right now live in Nashville.
Hey, everybody on my flight last night was coming to CCMA. So that's probably about 200 people. But
That sounds about right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, why CCMA just doesn't charter a plane for you guys from Nashville?
Well, maybe we should pitch that idea to them, because I think it would be very lucrative.
Well, the hotels are going to be like $300-$400 a night. Just hook us up with the airfare.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah. I mean, heck, hook me up with my gas money for driving down
here.
Like, let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you have a song called like July 4. Is that just because you've been in the U.S. or?
So the song's called Just for July.
Oh, okay.
There is a 4 in the title.
Yeah.
And honestly, the story of that was not, it wasn't really my plan to title it that way. But then the guy I was working with, the guy, he's like my vocal producer and a really good friend. Whenever he would save mixes of that song, he always wrote it as like July 4, and he would always do the 4, and the song's actually called Just for July, but he could never remember, because I think because he's American and he just hears 4th of July, right? So in the end, that was sort of an homage to him, as I'm like, okay, fine, we'll put the 4 in there just because you always did it that way. But that's kind of how it came around. The song is about kind of a summer romance that was supposed to just be for July, and then it ended up going longer. Yeah. But yeah, it's a funny story about that one.
As I've known, like, Canadian artists, like, they'll bring up the 4th of July, and I'm like,
yeah, we're not celebrating
Canadian?
That here.
I
know.
I can guess what you're doing with that, but
I mean, they can kind of get away with it because that weekend is sort of a Canadian, technically a stat holiday, so maybe they can just bundle it all together, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. It's that long weekend in July. Just call it that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of nice long weekends in the U.S., I realized, but...
Yeah, it's true. All those kind of famous ones. But, yeah, there's a few overlap here in Canada. Like, actually, we have some holidays that are on the same day, but they're different titles. Like, Remembrance Day here is called Veterans Day in the States. And so I didn't realize that until I moved there. And I was like, oh, it's the same day. They just call it something else.
There are holidays in Canada that are on the same day, but they're all called different things depending on what province you're in.
It's true. You're right.
Ontario, it's called Civic Holiday. It's BC Day in BC. It'd be awkward if it was Manitoba calling it BC Day.
They have
a family day that's a different one than everybody else celebrates family day. Their family day is Louis Riel Day.
It's true, yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a song of yours from Pinso that stands out the most to you at all? Or
yeah, so there's a song called Pinto on the album, and it's what the album is named for, and it's our current single right now. And it's one of my favorites just because it sort of shaped the inspiration for the rest of the album. So I heard the story of the Ford Pinto, which was this car in the 1970s that blew up all the time. It had this kind of fundamental flaw in its structure that made it very prone to like engine fires and exploding and stuff. So when I heard that story, I thought that's kind of a cool metaphor for like young love and how heightened the experience is and how hazardous and explosive it can be at times and combustible. So I wrote this song that was sort of about this couple riding around in an old Pinto, and it was sort of a metaphor for their relationship. And so I wrote that song. I was in the middle of trying to write my next record, and this song just felt very special. And so I ended up making that sort of the centerpiece for the album and moving out from that and sort of using it as the muse for kind of everything moving forward. So that's a special one to me, for sure.
I love that you actually know that about the actual car. I'm sitting here going like, if I can put gas in it, I'm happy. Like,
I know
how to drive it. I don't know anything about it.
I mean, I'm not a big car head or anything, but I heard the story from somebody and it stuck out to me because it was just so funny. And it's you hear the word Pinto now, and anybody who was kind of alive in that time is like, oh yeah, I remember that car didn't do very well because like, you know, everybody was kind of scared to drive in it. And so
when people say Pinto, I mean, do you mean Pontiac?
right yeah.
So what's the plan for the rest of 2022 and heading into 2023 for you then?
Rest of this year, we're just kind of promoting the album. From here, I'm actually headed to Colorado. Kind of like next week. I'm playing 2 shows with Billy Currington, so that'll be really fun.
Oh, that's really good, yeah.
And I just kind of try and play some shows and keep promoting the album and hopefully rest up and get ready for album 2 in 2023.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. How was that interview-wise?
Good.
Stupidly always.